Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Sometimes we just want to let that song breathe to give us time to get into the studio. But really, we weren't even that far in? Well, let's let it breathe a little bit more.
We haven't gotten to the words yet.
Should we wait for the words right now? It's your tomorrow. Why put it off another show? Right? All right. Welcome, Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, Mile High Sports. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mason. Whoa, that is one hell of a shirt, Mason. I just looked at you for the first time,
yeah.
And I need your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like you were quoting, I mean.
That is powerful.
I am not putting this off another day.
Danny, do you need sunglasses to look at Mace? Because that is one heck of a shirt.
It is a beautiful shirt. I'm a fan of that kind of print. I like Hawaiian. But
it's
no,
bright.
I kind of need sunglasses for the lights because we put a couple new bulbs in,
yeah.
And they're a lot brighter than they used to be. But Mace's shirt is
bright.
A good one.
Thank you, Danny. Resplendent.
That's
a
great word.
Bright shirt.
Actually, it's funny. It's Father's Day weekend, of course. I got this shirt from my wife for Father's Day 3 years ago.
How many times has that been washed? A lot or a little?
A fair amount, probably.
I can tell.
Why?
Because I could just tell it's been washed. It's not a knock. I can't even imagine what that thing looked like on the rack.
Yeah, a little bit brighter.
I mean, it's tempered now.
Yeah, it's kind of worn in. It's basically, yeah, probably when I first opened it, it was like looking directly at fireworks. Now it's
See, at least you can admit it.
Yes.
Yeah, but now I have to look at the fireworks, and you don't.
You can live for a couple of hours, my friend. How are you, anyway?
I'm not going to look at you. I'm afraid I might turn to stone, Medusa. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Ready for the weekend? Excited? What do you got planned?
Probably go out for brunch one day.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's...
You really sold me.
Yeah, go out for brunch.
Uh-huh.
Watch some hockey, watch some basketball, watch the U.S. Open,
uh-huh.
You know, or organize the books on my bookshelf. You know, it's really going to be a really poppin' experience.
If you want to hang out with Mace this weekend, yes. Give us a call, 303-831-1340.
I'm
303-831-1340. If you want to have the time of your life doing what you always do, which is watch sports, you can do it with Andrew Mason.
I'm boring. I am the first to admit this. I'm a boring dude.
Oh, stop that. Stop that. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Marco's Pizza in Aurora, where everything is fresh, never frozen, like the dough and sauces to go with hand-cut meats and veggies. Order today at either location, off Smoky Hill Road or Quincy in Aurora.
Well, if you think you're boring, your shirts certainly make up for it.
That's why I do that. It's to compensate.
Right.
And I would say probably a shirt like this, which has various hues of bright pink, a little faded orange here, some lavender, and there's a lot of gray in it. But this is to make up for the relative dull aspects of my personality.
So you're overcompensating, is what you're saying.
I am overcompensating, yes.
Right. So basically, guys who have small penises buy Maseratis.
And guys who have no personalities buy shirts like these.
Okay.
And you're, by the way, wearing a plain navy blue V-neck today.
I am. And it matches my shirt. I mean, it matches my hat. Right. I'm matched.
They look kind of like different shades of blue, though.
I have linen shorts on and
okay.
A pair of Sperry's. So I'm feeling pretty good anyway. Nuggets president Tim Connelly met the media today, was asked a question about the team paying into the luxury tax. He said, quote, "We have no financial restraints in terms of trying to further develop a championship roster." Okay. Jamal Murray has a max deal. Jokic in a couple of years is going to get a super max deal. Mm-hmm. MPJ, after this upcoming season, could be asking for the max. 5 years, $168 million. Let's take this on two fronts. Number one, yes, if they sign MPJ to a max deal, 5 years, $168 million, in order to just fill out a roster, you're going to have to pay into luxury tax. Mm-hmm. I don't think this means they're going after big free agents. I don't see how they can.
And with anything in free agency, you have to ask yourself, okay, does this improve us? And in other words, when you have these max contracts, you're saying, if we bring in a free agent, is this guy better than what we have?
Sure. I mean, listen, you have a couple of guys right now in Jermichael Green and Will Barton. Gosh, I hope he gets an offer more than 14.5 because he has a player option.
that would help.
Although I don't know anybody's going to pay him that. They might. Well, then again, he's a starter. Mm-hmm. Listen, he played great in his final game. He was terrific. I'll give him that. I just don't like his attitude. I just don't. Nice guy, just don't like his attitude. You know what? If you're really that good, Will, you're going to get more than 14.5.
And when you said goodwill, I thought you were going to follow that goodwill hunting.
Yeah. We're about to find out just how good you are because starters get paid more than 14.5. The market will dictate where you play next season. And if you come crawling back to the Nuggets at 14.5, then the market has spoken that indeed you are not a starter. But let's move on. Looking at Michael Porter Jr. going into his fourth year, and Tim Connelly, the team president, talking about no financial restraints in terms of trying to further develop a championship roster. You can't have more than certainly three max guys. Mm-hmm. You got to have money to fill out a roster. With that, I know we haven't seen what he's going to do this upcoming season. You want to give him the max, or would you rather trade him?
I'd rather give him the max.
Not me.
You're forecasting where he's going to be in a couple of years. And for that contract, I don't know where you're finding guys who are going to be better.
Oh, how about Bradley Beal? Why don't you make a straight up deal, Bradley Beal for MPJ? Think the Wizards would bite on that? Hell yeah, they would. Bradley Beal's deal is up after this season.
And too. Beal is how many more years older than MPJ?
You want to win a championship or you want to see if Michael Porter Jr. continues to grow?
I want to have the maximum possible window for a championship.
Okay.
I want a championship window that if it can last, say, 5 or 6 years, feel pretty good about the chances of winning one. You bring in Beal, he makes you better right now, but does it cut into that overall window?
Why is Beal 37 and I'm missing something?
Well, he's what, 29?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's ancient then.
Or 27. Or 28. Actually, 28 in June 28. 28.
Oh, this okay. Month. So let's say he plays four more years. Is that good enough for you for a window? A proven scorer, great scorer, pair him in the backcourt with Jamal Murray, and then you have Jokic? Or do you want to roll the dice on MPJ? Really?
Why not? I'm talking about the length of the window. Do you want to see where MPJ goes? Do you think he can be great?
No.
You already don't think he can be great based on what we've seen.
I think he will show spurts of being great. I don't think he will show consistency. No. How many years have we been waiting for Jamal Murray to show consistency? And I know MPJ is young, but if I had a choice between winning now or rolling the dice for MPJ to become consistent, which could be 2-3 years down the road, I am going with the guy who is ready now. Right now, because I'm getting at least 4 years out of him. There's your championship window. No doubt.
I mean, Porter might be a valuable player for you a decade from now.
I'm not willing to give him $168 million to find out. But I'm willing to give Bradley Beal $168 million. I know what he can do. What you're trying to do is thin out the pancake batter and say, well, hopefully he's a star in 3 years. Bradley Beal already is.
I'd argue that based on the glimpses that we've seen, that Michael Porter Jr. could be a star within 2 years. I mean, late in the regular season,
his defense is so atrocious. Atrocious.
That's where he has to improve. But we saw after Jamal Murray got hurt down the stretch when the Nuggets play the toughest part of their schedule, we saw Porter find the consistency that frankly sometimes Jamal Murray had been lacking.
That's fine.
And then he got in the postseason and he got exposed a little bit, but can't that be part of a growing experience for a young player who really has only played one full season this past season?
I'd rather have Bradley Beal, a guy who's a proven scorer. The Nuggets actually have a shot against the Suns with Bradley Beal. Pair him. Give me a backcourt in this league that is better than Murray and Beal. Name one.
What are you doing elsewhere? I mean, you got Jokic in the front court, but then what else are you doing around him?
You make it sound like it's a sack of potatoes. You have the most valuable player in the league in the front court. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
I think Porter gives you a chance for better balance on the roster.
He has potential, which is code for he hasn't shown it. He's not there yet. Bradley Beal is a proven star. And you pair him with Jamal Murray? Are you kidding me? Give me a better backcourt in basketball. We talk about McCollum and Lillard. They pale in comparison to a healthy Murray and Bradley Beal. Pale in comparison. Pale. Best backcourt in basketball. You have the MVP who's a center who facilitates. I'm thrilled with that. That's one hell of a big three. But I digress. Let's talk about Tim Connelly again with what he said. So, let's say they sign MPJ. Or maybe they don't. I'm not even talking about trading him. But they want to bring in another big star to complement. So they have this offseason, right? This offseason. You don't have to pay Porter this offseason. You trade for a big-time player. And this is going to cost you a lot of money, right? Would you rather Nuggets do that? Trade for a big-time player or have the game shown on Comcast? I know you have DirecTV, but you know what I mean.
If you're a Nuggets fan, would you rather get the big-time player, or would you rather be able to watch your team?
Yeah. If you had Comcast and you did not have DirecTV, what would you rather have?
I'd say, why do I have to make this asinine choice? Because this is not something...
Because this is sports talk radio, right? And I make up crap like
this. Yeah, exactly. This is not...
If you had a choice.
I'd say, this is a choice. This is ridiculous. Yep. Why can't... You're telling me you can't walk down the street and chew gum at the same time? I would be insulted to have that thrown in my face.
No, I'm just asking. What would you rather have if you had to pick?
I'd rather have the player and sign up for a streaming service like AT&T now and get altitude that way.
All right.
I'm just saying you can have both if you're a fan pretty easily. Give me the star. Give me the star and I'm converting to streaming.
I'll take the star in a second.
So I can still see the games.
Right.
But if you don't have access to that, that's a problem. But yeah. Most people, if they're willing to live with a 30-second delay, can watch via a streaming service.
Right. Like all right, CBSSports.com ranked the NFL's best offseason. They gave the top 10 teams. Are the Broncos there? We'll talk about it next.
Put some spotlight on the slide.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason, watch us at milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, not retail, wholesale, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, I want to tell you about Silta Har Mazda. They have been treating their customers right for nearly 25 years, and that's just Silta Har Mazda. Silta Har Motors has been around even longer. Right now at Silta Har Mazda, though, check out their Mazda CX-30. It's a small crossover SUV, all-wheel drive, leather-trimmed seats, great power, 32 miles to the gallon. With the way gas prices are, 32 miles to the gallon sounds pretty good, doesn't it? And that's on the highway. This ride has it all, so take it for a test drive today. Don't forget, when you buy from Silta Har Mazda, it is stress-free and hassle-free. That is the way it should be, right? No one does it like Silta Har Mazda. Get to Broomfield or go to sthmazda.com. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Mighty Plumbing and Heating. Why does Mighty Plumbing and Heating have nearly 155 star reviews? No one has better service and they will meet or beat any written offer. Go to mightyph.com.
All right, CBSSports.com ranks the NFL's best off seasons. The Broncos are not in the top 10. The top 10 in order, and I'll be fast. Cleveland is number one, then Tampa, and we will get into Tampa in a second. The Chargers, the Chiefs, Redskins, Vikings, Rams, Bills, Titans, Colts. But the Broncos are an honorable mention. This is what they wrote. The Broncos certainly doubled down on their commitment to feisty defensive football. Kyle Fuller, Ronald Darby, and Pat Surtain give them deep quarterback, cornerback room. Teddy Bridgewater also raises their floor at quarterback, unless another shoe is set to drop under center or Drew Lock takes a seismic leap. However, they are destined for a wild card hunt at best. Well, clearly, they are destined for a wild card hunt unless they get Aaron Rodgers, but I digress. Would you have put the Broncos in the top 10?
I would have probably put them at 10, but I would have done some moving. I wouldn't have had Buffalo quite as high. I mean, Buffalo's additions are, you know, they are a backup quarterback, a backup fringe starter running back in Matt Breida and Emmanuel Sanders, who we'll see how much he's got left. I would have moved Buffalo out of the top 10 from 8 down to say 11 to 15 and snuck the Broncos in the top 10.
Who did you know the Bucs pretty well.
Yes.
Who did they bring in during the offseason?
They didn't bring in anybody.
Wait a minute. How can they be number 2 on the list if they didn't bring in anybody?
Because they kept everybody.
That's right. So, if we're talking about the Broncos, and allow me to read this again, and let me rewrite what they wrote a little bit. They certainly doubled down on their commitment to feisty defensive football. Kyle Fuller, Ronald Darby, and Pat Surtain give them a deep cornerback room. Teddy Bridgewater also raises their floor at QB.
Oh, what about
and that? Oh, by the way, they brought back All-Pro Justin Simmons, Shelby Harris, who's a terrific defensive lineman, and oh yeah, Von Miller. They left that out.
Kareem Jackson, too.
And Kareem Jackson.
I mean, Von Miller, they just picked up the option, brought him back for another season.
Right.
But Kareem Jackson has been a very good safety the last couple of
so
years.
So to me,
they kept a good but injury played last year defense together. And oh, they picked up the fifth year option on Bradley Chubb too.
Right. So, well, he would have been back.
That would have
anyway.
Been for, right, but that would have been for
he
next year.
He would have been back anyway.
But all
but
the moves
how,
they've done.
How is Tampa number 2 when all they did was re-sign, yet the Broncos re-signed a future Hall of Famer, or at least decided not to cut him or trade him, and they brought back a second-team All-Pro safety,
well,
along with another very good safety?
You have Tampa Bay number 2. I think it was also sort of an expectation thing for Tampa Bay that, oh, they've got all these free agents. There's no way they can bring everybody back. Well, they literally became the first team in the free agency era to bring everybody back. That is every starter. That has never happened before since 1993 when free agency came into play.
Right.
So that's I don't disagree with the Bucs at number 2. But like you mentioned,
if you're going to be fair,
you have to consider who the Broncos brought back, and they brought back 3 key defensive players. I mean, they literally cut Kareem Jackson, and then the market settled to where they were able to bring him back a week later.
When you look at the top 3 running backs that came out in the draft, can you make an argument for all of them being the best?
Yes, because the gap in the running back class this year was after number 3.
But the guy that they took wasn't mentioned either. I'm not suggesting the Broncos should be top 10. However, if you're making the Chargers number 3 with Jared Cook and Corey Linsley's really good, but they made 2 offseason additions outside the draft, Cook and Linsley, and then their reasoning is because they drafted Rashawn Slater and Asante Samuel Jr. That's how they got to number 3. I would take at the very least the volume of what the Broncos brought back is better than what the Chargers did.
I mean, kind
Wouldn't
of
you,
yeah, and kind of the interesting thing, they lose Hunter Henry, a very productive tight end.
Right.
Now, Hunter Henry unfortunately fails the test of the first ability, which is availability.
Right.
Along with durability, because he hasn't been healthy. So Jared Cook is somebody that they think is going to be more reliable. The other thing is with the Chargers, one of the key additions they talk about is Rashawn Slater. Rashawn Slater is a very talented offensive lineman. Rashawn Slater also may end up being a guard rather than a tackle in this league because he has shorter than ideal arms for the tackle position. They're going to start him at tackle,
yeah.
But this could, it's a very decent possibility that a year from now we're talking about him being kicked inside.
The Washington football team is number five. They brought in 39-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick. They're number five. Curtis Samuel is a nice wide receiver, but let's be honest, where would he rank in the Broncos wide receiver room?
He would probably be right there with KJ Hamler to be that number four speed change pace.
And Adam Humphries would be behind Tim Patrick. But suddenly they're number five. Suddenly they're number five, the Washington football team, according to CBS Sports. But then we got to mention all the rookies that they drafted. How did they become number five? I am not suggesting the Broncos should be in the top 10, but I don't get that one.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is a hyper-emphasis on the quarterback position. I would offer
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Fitzpatrick has played well the last couple of years when he's been in there. If the Broncos had brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick, I believe you would have seen them in the top five of this.
I'll tell you who should be number one. And they're not, but they are in the top 10. The Rams. They brought in Matthew Stafford. Period. Now, their offensive line blows, but they brought in Matthew Stafford. They should be much higher. The Bills are number eight. They brought in backup quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, running back Matt Breida, and Emmanuel Sanders.
Well, they might need Emmanuel Sanders if Cole Beasley isn't available.
Well, we don't need to get into that. But really,
that's burning up social media right now.
But the Bills are really ahead of the Broncos. When the Broncos decided to keep Von Miller, Justin Simmons, Shelby Harris, Pro Bowler, All-Pro, Kyle Fuller, Pat Surtain, you're going to take Trubisky, Breida, and Sanders and put those three guys ahead of who I just rattled off. Doesn't make any sense to me. Tennessee Titans, yes, they got Julio Jones. Case closed.
They got Julio
Colts,
Jones.
Yeah. Got Carson Wentz.
Yeah, now,
case closed.
Now, the thing that held Tennessee back and putting them at number nine was because of what they lost. Because they were in a cap crunch. They did lose a good tight end in Jonnu Smith. They did lose Corey Davis. Their offensive line is kind of shaky. But Julio Jones is literally a future Hall of Famer.
Right.
And so on balance, I would have them higher.
Right.
Because there are only a handful of non-quarterbacks who change the needle to a point to where that team improves their chances of winning a Super Bowl. And the Titans, to their credit, found a way to get one of those guys in Julio Jones. Now, yeah, he was hurt some last year. Before he got hurt, he was on pace for his usual Julio Jones type of year where he's getting about 1,300 yards and double-digit touchdowns. You put Jones out there with A.J. Brown and in a skill area with Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. And then on the defensive side, the Titans had a bad defense last year, but I love them bringing Bud Dupree from Pittsburgh. Tennessee deserved to be not even the top five, maybe in the top three, because right now, if their defense can be average, that's a Super Bowl equation that they have right now in Tennessee.
Okay, let's put something in perspective about the Broncos draft. Pat Surtain and Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say both of these guys have the potential to be impact rookies?
The potential, yes. The thing is, both of them are stuck behind proven veterans who are, for their position, relatively big contract veterans.
I understand.
So in other words, for them to play, either they've got to be so overwhelming in camp or early in the season, or there's got to be an injury. Now, at cornerback, given the history of Ronald Darby and Bryce Callahan, I'd argue there's a pretty good chance that Pat Surtain gets out there quickly.
What I'm saying is they have the, just simply put, they have the potential to be impact rookies. Is that fair?
They do.
Okay. 2020, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler. Jerry Jeudy had the potential to be an impact. Hamler, probably not. Noah Fant, Dalton Reisner, the year before. Noah Fant, you know what happens with tight ends in their first year. Dalton Reisner, liked him, not totally sure.
Yeah,
the year before, Chubb and Sutton, yes, potential for impact rookies. But you got to go back years and years and years. with the Broncos draft to find two guys at the top of their draft board who have a chance to be impact rookies. And you know what? I think both will be.
Both can be. Again, the thing...
No, I know they can be. They will be.
Yeah. The thing that... The only thing that holds them back is the guys in front of them because, again, like, what Melvin Gordon would have to lose the job or be hurt. Now, that being said, That's not true.
I'll tell you why. Does Melvin Gordon have a problem holding onto the ball?
Well, that's what I mean. He had four fumbles last year.
That's right.
He could lose the job because he has a couple of early fumbles. And the thing with Surtain and Javonte Williams is when they get in there, they are good enough to keep the job. Whether it's for fumbles or if Gordon tweaks something early and Javonte Williams goes in, there's a very high chance that if there's an injury at running back or corner and Williams and Surtain go in there, that the vet's going to be Wally Pipp for this year.
Those guys are good enough where if they get on the field, it might be hard for Vic Fangio to take them off.
Right.
That's how good both of these guys are. Period. Coming up after the break, a Rocky Mountain Forest Products gambling challenge with the guys from the Just Us Guys podcast. They want to know what we think, what we're willing to gamble on at the U.S. Open, and Rockies against the Brewers tomorrow. That's next.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Denver Exotic Rental Cars. Drive in style and luxury in a Lamborghini, Maserati, McLaren, or many other exotic cars at Denver Exotic Rental Cars. Rent for yourself or give a rental as a gift at DenverExoticRentalCars.com.
Okay, Mace, as we do every Friday on the show, we do something called the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Gambling Challenge with our friends Ty, Cal, Kate, and Evan from the Just Us Guys podcast. They want us to talk about two things, the U.S. Open this weekend and the Rockies against the Brewers. The first one they wanted us to talk about, Louis Oosthuizen, who had a very good round today, checking where he is at this moment. He is off the course, and he is tied for second at 4 under. Richard Bland from England is leading the way at 5 under. So 7-1 odds on Oosthuizen. You picking him?
No, I actually was looking at the odds on Bland right now in front in the clubhouse, 25-1. Mm-hmm. So I'm not taking Oosthuizen there.
Okay, I bet on this before this began, and Xander Schauffele was my guy.
Okay.
I got him at 8-1. I like him for a couple of reasons. His history in the U.S. Open over the last 4 years, I think in the last 4 years he has finished in the top six in the last 4 years. But more importantly, Torrey Pines is his home course. Mm-hmm. That's why I like him. Right now, he is on the course. He is through six. He is 1 under for the day at this moment. On Friday, he is 3 under, 2 shots behind Richard Bland. How about the Rockies tomorrow?
I'll tell you what. You got, in the Saturday game, Austin Gomber going for the Rockies.
Enough said.
And he's
been
lights
out. Can't
believe
I'm saying this about the Rockies. Enough said.
Yeah. Gomber's been terrific. I think he's got a good chance to be an all-star the way he's pitching for them right now. The thing he had to do was cut the walk rate. He has. Give me the Rockies Saturday.
I'd take the Rockies as well. Let's get back to the U.S. Open for a minute. Is this something that really interests you?
As a sporting event in general?
In general.
Somewhat. I mean, golf can be is kind of hit or miss if I've got it on my schedule. If I've got free time on my schedule, I walk.
No pun intended.
Yeah, well, I miss a lot of shots. But like Wayne Gretzky said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. One thing about this, I mean, it's a West Coast U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, so you get some primetime coverage, although you can't imagine the NHL is happy about this because last night you had Stanley Cup semifinals and you had to go foraging through the dial to find USA to get the Lightning Islanders game. It's going to be the same thing for the Canadiens and the Golden Knights. Right. In their semifinals. So if the Avs had beaten the Golden Knights, we'd all be complaining about where the hell is the Avs game? Because the U.S. Open is taking up space right now on NBC.
Well, I'll tell you one guy to keep an eye on is Bubba Watson. Kind of like Phil Mickelson. Like, where the hell did this guy
go? Well, he had a great round today.
He did. He was 4-under.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of the older guys. I know he's not that old. I mean, Bubba Watson certainly is not, tipping the calendar at 50 years old. But this is a guy who hasn't, won a major, at least to the best of my knowledge, in a long time. But the guy I like is Schauffele. I like a guy who is from San Diego. It's in the San Diego area. This is his home course. And when you look at him again, historically in the U.S. Open, over the last 4 years, he's been nothing short of terrific. He has been so close so many times to winning majors. And hopefully, this is the year that he does it.
You said you got 8-1 on Schauffele.
I did.
Yeah, he's 15-2 right now.
Okay.
A little bit of movement, not too much.
So those odds have gone down.
I'd say like the one that like that I look at and I'd say he's only there because he's a big name. You see Bryson DeChambeau at 18-1 and he's sitting there right now at 2-under, but open courses and the way that they're structured does not play to DeChambeau's skill set in any way, shape, or form. And especially when you start seeing how they play on the weekend, what kind of pin placements they have, I don't see him sticking. I don't see him sticking in the thick of this fight.
Listen, there is no doubt that Bland and Oosthuizen and Bubba Watson and Koepka and DeChambeau and the guy that I like is going to going to make the cut. It's about tomorrow. Granted, it's always about Sunday. I get that. But the terminology in golf is Saturday's moving day.
Yep.
You're going to move up and down that leaderboard, and let's see where you tee off on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And if you're in one of the last groups, can you handle the pressure?
You know, there's another thing about this. And honestly, this year, in part because the playoffs of the NHL and the NBA have been pushed back, we kind of have our typical rhythm of a sports calendar and still being thrown off by the aftermath of COVID. But the fact that the PGA is now a May event, it was like the Open kind of snuck up on me. I wasn't prepared for it. On my calendar, I am not used to the Open being...
Wait, the U.S. Open?
The U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open's always Open. Father's Day weekend.
No, being the third event, the third...
Oh, yeah.
The third major on the calendar.
But it's always Father's Day weekend.
It's always Father's Day weekend. I'm just used to it only following the Masters a couple months after that.
Hey, Danny, what do we have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
Well, the Diamondbacks find themselves on the wrong side of the record books. Also, we've got two elimination games tonight, or potential elimination games tonight in the NBA. We'll talk about all that next, right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, not retail, but wholesale lumber to the public for your next deck, your fence, maybe your siding, you need to go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products, find them in Wheat Ridge, or go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, you've seen the weather patterns recently, blazing hot or hail. And when hail comes, boy, can it do some serious damage. They have seen that in Colorado Springs. They have seen that in Castle Pines and Castle Rock. They've seen it in other parts of the state. And with that, I want to bring in my friend John from Masterpiece Roofing. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Eric. How about yourself?
Okay, so let's say your house gets hammered by hail. They call you, and then how does the process begin?
Well, the first step is that we show up at the house, and we give you a free inspection to see if you are going to qualify to have your insurance company replace your roof and do your paint and your gutters. And maybe even some windows and your barbecue grill.
So how do you get insurance companies to pay for that stuff while others don't?
Well, we make sure and we meet the adjuster at your property and point out all these damages to them. Then we have an expert in our office who was an adjuster for 15 years, and he knows how to negotiate with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to work hard on your claim to make sure that the insurance company pays for everything and brings your home back to the condition it was before the storm hit, or even better in most cases.
I know this is a generalization. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Roughly speaking, generally speaking, how much do you save your customers by getting the insurance companies to pay for things? In general, for all the years you've been doing this at Masterpiece Roofing.
Well, it just varies depending on the size of your house,
right,
and the amount of damage that happens. But the storm that just happened last Sunday not only damaged a lot of roofs, but it damaged a lot of paint, a lot of gutters, and a lot of windows. So we're seeing claims come in anywhere from $15,000 to $40,000, just depending on the size of the house and the insurance company.
So you said you have a great negotiator. Let's put a name to it. Who's your negotiator?
Our negotiator's name is Thad Britt, and he's one of the best in the business.
So how does he drop the hammer? Share with the class.
Well, he's just got so much experience after being an adjuster for so long. He knows exactly how to talk to these guys. He's an expert with Xactimate, which is the program that insurance companies use to create your estimate. And he knows how to go in there and add all the extra stuff that they purposely leave off your estimate at the beginning.
Ha! Purposely leave off, but your guy says, stick it on there, because you're going to pay for
That's
it, right?
Exactly right.
You're paying for it,
That's
dude.
That's exactly right.
We're not paying for it. My customer's not paying for it. You are paying for it. That's why my customer pays insurance to you, so you pay for it. Does the conversation sound something like that?
It does sound something like that, and they're required. It's a contract.
Yeah.
You have a contract with the insurance company,
yeah,
and they're required to bring your house back to pre-storm condition.
Right. It's almost like it's like a scene out of Seinfeld. You know how to take the payment for insurance. You just don't know how to, you just don't know how to pay out what you're supposed to pay. You know how to take the money. You're just not very good at giving the money back to the customer, right? That's the way they all work.
That's right.
I know. Crazy. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, one way to get a hold of us is when one of our people comes and knocks on your door. We know where the hail hit, and we are out there working hard in the neighborhoods right now trying to come and bring our service right to your front door. But you can also reach us at 720-242-6404, or you can get us at www.masterpieceroofing.com.
720-242-6404. Go to MasterpieceRoofing.com. Let the insurance company pay for your roof, your siding, your gutters, your windows. You pay a premium. Masterpiece is on your side. That's why they have great Google reviews. Recently voted Denver's best roofing company. John, my friend, have a great weekend.
You too, Eric. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, pal. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, the Arizona Diamondbacks have set a modern era major league record with 23 straight road losses. Let's have a little role play this Friday. If you're Arizona's manager, they've got a little homestand coming up against the Dodgers and then the Milwaukee Brewers, but then they go back out on the road next Friday to San Diego and St. Louis, back-to-back road series. What do you say to your team before those road games to get them to A, put the streak in the past, and B, get them to be able to win some games on the road?
Steal Jabu's rum. That's all I got.
Very bad to steal Jabu's rum. Right. It's very bad.
Very bad.
I don't know. You know what?
Jabu like bats.
I was actually for some reason I found myself watching them yesterday before I came down here when they lost 10-3 to the Giants to extend that road losing streak, and I thought if I were the Diamondbacks, I would try something really crazy. For that series in San Diego, I would try, it might cost some money, but I would say, can we possibly fly there on the day of the game? And if we lose on Friday, fly back and then fly there the next day. Just maybe it's a whole thing of they got to spend a night in their own beds. I'm saying just fly from San Diego to Arizona every night after the game. Just treat it like it's a home game. You just get on a plane. You're not in a hotel. I don't know. Do something.
You're hired.
Just in
or
case.
Or steal Jobu's room.
Yeah.
Just in case you missed it, NBA playoff games this evening, two possible elimination games. First one at 5:30 p.m., the Philadelphia 76ers at Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks are up 3-2. And then the second game of the evening, 8 o'clock p.m., Utah Jazz at L.A. Clippers. Jazz trailing 2-3 in that series despite Kawhi Leonard's absence. Mike Conley is out for the Jazz. Are either of these road teams getting sent home for good tonight?
I'll tell you this. I want to see the Jazz out.
Why?
I just do.
What do you have against them?
I just don't want to see them advance. I'd rather see Kawhi and the Clippers advance. I just would.
If Kawhi...
It's not because there's more star power with the Clippers. But, you know, Utah had the best record in the Western Conference. I think they're kind of overrated. And I don't want to see them advance. I don't. And as for Atlanta and Philadelphia, I want to see Atlanta advance. I do. It's not that I'm a big Trae Young fan.
It's a Cinderella story at this point. It was. I mean, people didn't expect him to beat the Knicks. And they dominated the Knicks.
What does this say? No horseplay. No, what does this say?
No bare feet. No, there was actually...
I want a hamburger. No, I want a hot dog. So, you got nothing and like
that's
it.
That's what Philadelphia's going to get if they lose tonight. There was, by the way, this business in Atlanta that had a sign that said something of the effect of, unlike Joel Embiid, our change machine gives you four quarters.
I know you don't, Danny. I know you don't, Danny. That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. You can walk in any store, try out the appliances. Can't do that at the big box stores. What do I mean? You can actually cook on a stove, right? You can try out their oven. You can't do that at Best Buy. The fire alarms will go off. At Mountain High Appliance, you can actually do that. Plus, their sales staff, as experienced as it gets. Go to Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville. You can find them in Littleton. You could also find their clearance center in Denver. I'm getting a little bit loopy because it's an hour till the weekend. Can you tell?
Yeah. You're almost there. And oh, by the way, yeah, you're not going to be with us on Monday.
No.
And Nilo Pirro is going to be sitting in that chair.
Here's the other thing. I'm not going to name names, but I would bet my house against a cup of coffee there was a time, one of my former radio partners was stoned on the show. That's probably what I sound like right now, but I'm not. I'm just giddy. I don't know why.
It only occurred to me that you were high on life.
Actually, I kind of am. All right, coming up after the break, CBSSports.com had an article about the most impactful trades during the offseason. Teddy Bridgewater's on the list. How high up is he? How high is he? That's next.
Easy.
We're out here in the boondocks, with the breeze and the birds, tangled up in the tall grass.